Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Joan Fulgence, a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. More than 70 years ago, commercial air travel, especially on international routes, was taking off as one of the great symbols of modern progress. In an era when flight was considered a luxury reserved for the wealthy and famous, stepping aboard an aircraft was an experience steeped in glamour, adventure, and prestige, a far cry from today's era of mass air travel. On this day, October 17, 1950, readers of the Barbados Advocate newspaper were dazzled by an advertisement from Pan American World Airways, which invited Barbadians to book their flights to New York on the largest, fastest, and most luxurious commercial aircraft in the world. The ad was accompanied by an artist's impression of the double-decked Stratoclipper, known as El Presidente, and proudly declared it was ushering in a new era in air transportation to the Western Hemisphere. This was by connecting the Caribbean by way of Port of Spain, Trinidad, directly to New York, with onward flights to Europe. For those who could afford to fly, the promotion promised not just transportation, but entry into an elite world of refinement and discovery. It was nothing short of airborne opulence. Passengers were offered five-star service, private staterooms, beds in softly lit bedrooms, and living room comfort on both decks. The meals offered were described as superb, including seven-course dinners with champagne and cocktails served at each passenger's individual table. There were delicacies and perfumes for the ladies, extra flight attendants for attentive care, and full air conditioning, soundproofing, and temperature control. Pan Am also highlighted its range of choices, from the elite El Presidente service to the more economical tourist class, in an effort to ensure that luxury, however defined, remained the airline's signature. Though no ticket prices were advertised, fares at that time were comparable to what travelers today would pay for a premium or first-class experience. Interested persons were advised to contact their travel agent for more information or the Pan American World Airways office at DaCosta and Company Limited on Broad Street via telephone 2122 and after hours at 2303. At a time when few Barbadians had ever flown on an airplane, far less seen one up close, the Pan American World Airways advertisement offered a glimpse into the future when it appeared in the Barbados Advocate on this day, October 17, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.